Welcome to podcast number one of Financial Accounting Principles for Law Practitioners, FAC 1503. The purpose of this podcast is to give you a general overview over the course, help you plan your studies, and prepare for the examination. I am Mrs. de Klerk, one of the lecturers of the course. The other lecturers of the course are Mr. Chikituma and Ms. Van Niekerk. I know this is a compulsory module and that you feel very uncertain about it. Most of you did not do accounting at school level and think it is a very difficult subject. Let me put your mind at ease. Accounting is a new language that you need to learn. Nobody can learn a new language in 2 or 3 days. Therefore, take note, it would not be possible to take 3 days leave before the exam, cram the work, and be successful in the examination. I want to emphasize that you will be able to master accounting, but that you need to start right at the beginning of the semester and gradually master the work. It is crucially important to study on a daily or a weekly basis according to your planned schedule and master every study unit before you continue with the next one. Any language has grammatical rules that must be applied when talking. Similarly, accounting has rules and you will be able to understand the language once you know the rules. Therefore, be willing to take time to learn this new language called accounting. You have chosen to study through UNISA where you do not attend lectures, but you still need to master the subject. If you attended classes, the lecturer would have given you a theoretical background and only then would they have continued with a practical application. Yet at UNISA, your lecturer is the textbook. Study the sections in the textbook indicated in your guide before you apply this knowledge by doing the exercises in the guide. Only after this study methodology, attempt to answer the assignment questions. There are 2 compulsory assignments for FAC 1503. Both the assignments contribute to your year mark, and by doing them and following the suggested study program in Tutorial Letter 101, you will gradually master the work. Each assignment contributes a possible 5% to your year mark. Your year mark contributes 10% to your final mark and is a very important component of your final mark. Please refer to paragraph 9 in Tutorial Letter 101 where we explain how your exam and year mark contribute to your final mark. It is important to take note that if your mark in the exam is, for example, 50%, it is 50 marks out of a possible 100 marks, which is equal to 45 out of 90. 50 out of 100 is not equal to 50 out of 90. Similarly, if your mark in the exam is 40%, it is equal to 36 out of 90. Your year mark out of 10 is then added to your exam mark out of 90 for your final mark. Although the compulsory assignments are multiple choice questions, the suggested solutions supplied after the due dates are compiled as if the questions were asked as longer type questions. A longer type question is where we expect you to supply the answer in the correct format and do the calculations for the answers similar to the answers supplied in the suggested solutions. You must therefore also study these 2 assignments when you prepare for the examination. It is important to do the 3rd assignment, but do not submit this assignment to UNISA for marking. You must mark it from the suggested solution supplied in Tutorial Letter 103. It has been proven that you learn more from marking your own assignment than to submit it for marking. Attempt it as if it is a test on your own without referring to the study material. In this way, you can measure your level of understanding of all the work. Tutorial Letter 103 also contains the examination papers of 2010 adjusted to the current syllabus with the suggested solutions. This should be used in your last phase of preparation. I know it might be difficult, but in the 2 or 3 days before the examination, try to get a quiet place where you can simulate examination conditions. Use the first paper and do it pretending it is your November 2011 examination paper. After 2 hours, stop working and mark the paper from the solution supplied. Revise the sections in the study material, ensuring that you understand what you did wrong. Put everything away and redo the same paper again to see if you can complete it in 2 hours and measure your progress again. Do this until you can complete the paper in 2 hours, understanding what you are doing and getting full marks for the paper. After mastering the first paper, you can attempt the second paper in the same way. If you understand what you are doing in assignment 3 and in the 2 examination papers supplied, you can look forward to the examination. The questions are similar but not the same, but you will know what to do and how to attempt each question. The examination answer script consists of a book with 12 pages. Every page has 3 vertical amount columns on the right-hand side. This is similar to a cash book that you can buy in trade. If at all possible, buy one and use it when you prepare for the examination. This will enable you to get used to working with 3-column paper and know how to adjust it for the different questions in the exam. It is very important to manage your time in the examination. You have 2 hours, that is 120 minutes, in which you must complete the paper. Use the suggested time allocated to each question as your guide. Write the time you start the question at the top of the page. Add the suggested time for the question to it and stop working on the question when the time has run out for that question. Rather attempt all the questions, this is of course assuming you know all the work, than to use all the time for only 2 or 3 questions. Every question is set in such a manner that it first tests your basic knowledge, where you can accumulate the marks you need to pass the exam. Do the basic part of all 5 questions first before you spend any time on the more difficult calculations in each question. You can do the questions in any sequence, just start each question on a new page. Remember, there are classes presented by most of the UNISA learning centers and there might be one close to you. If at all possible, enroll and attend these classes. Refer to tutorial services in My Studies at UNISA, the brochure you received at the beginning of the year, for the contact details of all these centers. If you need any further assistance, do not hesitate to contact us via email at fac1503@unisa.ac.za or telephonically at 012-429-4192. I hope this information was helpful and that you will no longer see FAC1503 as a subject to fear. I do understand that accounting is not your line of interest, but I really hope you will find it an interesting subject that you want to understand. Remember, you do have to master the work gradually, and that understanding the theory is important before you attempt the exercises. I really hope this basic knowledge of accounting will also help you manage your own finances.